Blog Talk Radio.
I do apologize, everyone. For some reason, my mic was muted. Thank you all so much for joining us on Grace Nurture on today. Of course, as you all know, that this program, our Morning Words of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ out of Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. And, of course, I am your host, Danielle, so we ask that you all just bear with me on today. For some reason, I can't seem to collect my thoughts. Thank you all so much for taking time out of your day on today to join us as we get ready to embark upon a new year the year of 2023. Before we bring Brother Tansel on the air on today, I would like to open the line to prayer requests, giving each and every one of you the opportunity to get this pre-New Year's off to a great start. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Janice Graham. I want to ask you all to forgive me for my sins. And I also want to thank you all for praying for my brother. He's getting better, but he still has some ways to come. And I'm asking you all to please pray for my granddaughter because she needs prayers for her and her baby. And I'm asking you all to pray for me that the Lord give me the strength to be able to deal with this situation. And just pray for me that I'll become stronger in God's word and to do the things that I need to do in spite of what situation come across me. Pray for my family as well, that we all come together in love and grace. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 4867.
Good morning. This is Sister Patricia. I come with thanksgiving unto God for his goodness throughout the year and praying and asking for his continuous blessings over my family as well as myself and continuous prayers for everybody that's on the line. Thank you.
Thank you. As our previous sister said, of course, we ask that you all please pray for each other. Pray for every single family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of, not just for everyone on the call, all the representatives, but for the entire nation. As so many things are changing so fast, and unfortunately, not all change is good. So we just pray that God would bless us all in the ways that we stand in need of, and especially those people that are in positions to make decisions on our behalf, that they will actually put us ahead of their own selfish reasons and make decisions that are best for the nation as a whole. Also, ask continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that God continues to guide them and keep them, allowing them to be an example to us all as they provide us with these words of encouragement. Also, for everyone who is going to be traveling during this holiday break, that they make it to and from their destination safely. I now give you Brother Brian Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Danielle, for kicking off our call. And thank you, Sister Janice Graham. We will definitely be praying for you and also for Sister Patricia and everyone on our call. You know, when I was thinking about today, I was thinking of how many episodes of Grace Nurture we had. And if it's five per week, that's about 260 episodes this year. I don't know if you think about it like that, but 260 opportunities to hear from one of the ministers that is, you know, pouring into us and helping us grow. And I love listening to every one of these talented, godly gentlemen who are just, you know, pouring out their hearts to help us continue to grow in the grace and the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today we're going to look at a few topics here before we kick off our prayer. And our message today is Good Habits for 2023. And while we're looking at the year ahead, we're a few hours away. And I want you to, you know, take that mirror. If you had a hand mirror and you turned it around away from you, you'd be looking back in 2022. But when you turn it around and look at your face, there you are, the beauty that God has created, the one that Jesus died for and made a way for you to have everlasting life. What's up ahead? What's around the corner? What's in store for you in 2023? We're less than 2 days away from the new year, and I want to give you the confidence to make this the best year you've ever had. We're going to talk about some good habits for church folks, good resolutions. Resolutions are what we resolve to do. We need to commit to doing greater things next year, and it all starts right now. So resolution number one is bye-bye 2022. Leave 2022 in the dust. There are days we experienced this year that we will never see again. There are times that we will never have again. There are people that we will never see again. We're in the final hours of this year, and if you're a list-making person, write down a list of good things that have happened to you and all the good things you've done for someone else. If you're thinking right, the new year will be here before you finish that list. Yes, we've all had some bad things that happen, but there has been an enormous amount of good. And I personally choose to look at the glass 100% full. If our cups truly run over, we better make sure that we're trying to catch what's falling to the earth instead of looking at someone else's cup and what they have. Romans 6:15 through 16 tells us, what then shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So while we're thinking of the new year, I'd like to share some things that you can put in your New Year's party checklist and stock your shelves with these things. Number one is the Bible. Number two is a prayer list. To God, pray to God for you, family, friends, brethren and sistering, churches, communities. It should be a long prayer list. But don't forget the folks who called in the Grace Nurture with prayers. I don't know anyone that doesn't stand in the need of prayer. Put prayer in your list. And also, number three, put gratitude and optimism. Our resolution number two is read our Bibles more. There's some visual cues to keep in mind about your Bible. The old saying goes, out of sight, out of mind. So place your Bible where it's visible. What we see is what we do. We behave according to the environment that we create. Be the architect of your day. Luke 4:16-19. I won't read it all, but the first verse had talked about, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. Read your Bible more. Let 2023 be the year of the Lord. And if we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we have to read our Bible. As we move to the third resolution, I am not going to get to everything I've written down, so let me move over here quickly. It's prayer. Every now and then, try kneeling when you pray, depending on where you're at. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. The Lord hears your prayers in the morning, afternoon, and the evening. We should say a prayer at each interval of the day. Become more intentional with your prayers. Resolution number four is endure. Revelations 14:12 tells us, here's a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, and this one you can write down and take to heart, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. What a marching call that is. And lastly, resolution number five, make three promises to the Lord that you'll keep no matter what. The Lord has made a lot of promises to us, and he isn't slack concerning his promises, and we shouldn't be slack concerning our promises to him. I wrote a little something this morning for you today. Let me read it here before we close. Lastly, I want us to laugh more, get outside more, do more, give more. And here's something I wrote especially for us this morning that was on my heart. The time is getting short on 2022, but there's a new year up ahead for me and you. As our cups runneth over and our lives are full of grace, the good that is going to happen shouldn't make us feel blue. Start each day with thanks. That's what we should do. Let the church bells ring in every community as we sing our hearts out with joy. No matter if you're old or young, or if you are a girl or a boy, we can make this the best year we've ever seen and the best year we've ever had if we cling more closely to him and hold tight to those ancient words. As our loved ones on the other side are chanting us on, we have two choices, be with God or be with the devil. Which side are you on? So With that, I'm wishing everyone a happy new year, and may you be strong and healthy, and may you be the leader in your family, and may you draw others to you like Christ, because what we want to do is be more like him, and we can never stop working on that. With that, would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Lord, we come thanking you for this wonderful year that we've had. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us that we didn't see, and all the ones that we were fortunate enough to see because we had our eyes open. Lord, allow us to wrap our arms around each other when we just need the strength to get from one day to the next, 1 minute to the next, 1 moment to the next. You never to leave us alone. And we pray that Grace Nurture serves as a soundboard for everyone that gives them comfort and gives them a little bit of a virtual hug around the neck, that we love you, we care for you, we're thinking about you, and we always wish you well out there. And we don't want any of our Grace Nurture family to feel like they're alone. There's a way to reach out to someone. Please do that. Or let us know your number. Get in touch with us any way you can, whether by letter, mail. But we pray for you. We uplift you. We encourage you. We love you. We want you to hold on and hold fast to God's word. And if there's anything in any of these messages that give you all that you need to get to the other side of this particular situation you're going through, then take it in. And just for a moment, look at how beautiful you are and the creation God has created. We pray for Sister Graham today. She's asked for forgiveness for her sins. We pray that our Lord continues to bless her in her life. Her brother's getting better. Prayers were answered. Thank you, God, for that. We're praying for her granddaughter and her baby, and for God to deal with the situation. She's praying, asking us to pray so she can be stronger. And their family comes together in love and grace. Lord, we ask that you grant her prayers, and her prayers are answered. And for Sister Patricia, ask for thanks to God and blessings for her family and herself and all of the lovely people on this line today and who join us each week with everyone on this call. Sister Danielle had asked for us to pray for everyone on the call as well, and also for the changes up ahead. We've got big changes in 2023, and with your help, we can conquer every single one of those changes. Bless us in every way we stand in need of, and also the people that manage us and lead us in these jobs and workplaces, that they're able to make better decisions as they are making decisions that affect our lives financially and otherwise. And we pray for all the travelers out there that they may be safe on the road. If you're hearing my voice today, know that God loves you. We love you at Grace Nurture. And consider us your extended spiritual family. We will never stop praying for you and never stop being here for you. So take this grace in the 2023, and I am absolutely confident that God is going to rain down more blessings for you and for me. Lord, this is our prayer today. Thank you so much for a beautiful year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.